we go for refuge and we generate bodhicitta. So this is us setting our motivation. You know, this is us thinking, so why am I doing this? This is like the engine really of everything that follows. Why have I decided to meditate? What is it I'm hoping to achieve? So going for refuge, the verse is, I and all sentient beings, until we achieve enlightenment, go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So we don't, you know, ideally, we don't just rush into the words. We stop, we sit, we breathe, and now we're going to enter into this practice. So what do? So first of all, we imagine ourselves in a beautiful, tranquil environment. We let ourselves forget all of the troubles, all of the business that might be going on around us. We sort of separate ourselves from all of that. We imagine ourselves surrounded by our family, our friends, our community, everyone, all living beings, ideally. We're surrounded by all living beings. And we imagine everyone in a sort of human aspect, faithful, happy. But we understand what's going on in their lives. But that we're bringing them into our meditation, because our meditation isn't just about us. The words say, I and all sentient beings. It's everyone. We're not just meditating for ourselves. We're thinking about everyone. We also now visualize in front of us the enlightened beings. And there are very detailed descriptions of how to visualize the enlightened beings. But what's most important is just a feeling. Just feel that we're in the presence of an enlightened being. And maybe at the beginning that doesn't come easily. In time it really will, I promise you. In time, if we persevere with this, we will realize that we are never alone, that we just need to tune in. You know, sometimes it might seem that there's nothing there. You know, like right now, you know, I'm teaching in this meditation room and all I can hear is me and some noises from the outside. But this room is pervaded by song. Now, if I had a radio here and I tuned into the right frequency, I could fill this room with a whole range of different songs, classic FM and this song and that song and all sorts. It's just a question of tuning in. Tuning in and it's there. Just because it doesn't seem like it's there doesn't mean it isn't. Just haven't got the right instrument to tune in. Same when we're visualizing the Buddhas. Maybe we don't feel that they're there. Just tune in. You know, we can, and we will get better and better at this, and it will be so valuable, because if we do get good at that tuning in, then wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever we're facing, we're never alone. We have ready access to inspiration, encouragement, spiritual power, blessing. Like, this is a wonderful thing. So we tune in, so we're surrounded by all living beings, everyone that we care about, all the enlightened beings who've completed their spiritual journey and found the peace that we aspire to. And we think, why am I doing this? Because I'm doing this because I want to become like that. All of us, we all want that peace that the Buddhas have found, that generation after generation of meditators have achieved. That's what we want. A life beyond sorrow. That's what we want. I and all sentient beings, until we achieve enlightenment, go for refuge to Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Buddha, the enlightened beings, Dharma, their teachings, but particularly the realizations that enlighten the mind, that free the mind from suffering. Sangha, the spiritual community that is following that path, that can encourage us and help us along that path. We're making clear that that's what I want. I want that peace. I want those states of mind that allow me to be free from suffering and truly able to benefit others to the greatest degree. That's what I want. That's what we all want. We may not realize that we want it, but that's really what we want. And we may not use those terms or words, but in truth, what we want is nirvana, enlightenment. I and all sentient beings. So we're getting back to that place. And then we go a bit deeper. Through the virtues I collect by giving another perfections, may I become a Buddha for the benefit of all. So I want to be able to help someone else get to that state. Yeah, I want to get to that state, but I want to get to that state so that I can help others get to that state. Now, the real engine of our meditation is our love, it's our compassion, it's our wish to help. and our understanding that there isn't an ordinary solution. Of course, to whatever degree we're able to, we should help in sort of material ways, like give people food if you can, give people shelter, try to oppose injustices and so forth in the world. Of course, all of that. But in the end, real freedom comes not from the outside, but from the inside. Real happiness comes not from the outside, but the inside. If we really want an end to suffering, not just to sort of temporarily alleviate it to a degree, if we want to really be able to bestow happiness, not just, you know, uplift someone for a moment or two, that's inside, it's an inside job. So we're really, it's getting us back to our purpose, to our real, the real meaning of our life. That's why I'm doing this. And because we've done that, now we're paying attention. You know, like we've transitioned, we've done some things to get ourselves ready, we haven't rushed into it, now we're thinking about why I'm doing it. Now we're paying attention. Now, one of the problems with meditation is it's so easy to do it half-heartedly, to sort of fit it in. Like, I've got so much else going on, but I want to meditate, or I said I was going to meditate. So we just sort of squeeze it in, but our attention isn't there. It doesn't feel like it's the core of our life. It feels like it's a sort of add-on. It's a bit of a luxury, really, to sort of fit it in. Whereas this is changing that feeling. Now it's like, no, this is really what matters. Because in the long term, of course it is what matters. You know, we have to deal with the various things that come up in our life, but life passes really quickly. And it's very easy to get to an end of a life and look back and think, well, what did I actually do? To what degree did I evolve? Whereas this is making sure we don't lose our time. We don't waste time. This is getting us back on track, on purpose, on the meaning of our life.